we cannot tell. And without this mode, name will not be Shuddhanam. So anyone should try to do, but by try it will not be. So Krishna gives so much suffering that he should take name with tears and with heart, that, oh Krishna, save us, Here, all the miseries of whole world, even of Narak, you know?
Hell.
All are together in one side, and Gopi's Birah is another side. Gopi's Birah has so much misery, more than this. Understand? So, we are feeling separation. We are feeling suffering. Only by your feet, if it touched by our heart, then it will be sarva sukhadayak, santamanchaje. It will be anandadayak. O adhinasan, adhinasan mane dheyam apadi, adhihan, arpaya adhihan. Adhi means pap, misery. Han mane hanta, dur karne wala. Oh, those who removes all kinds of miseries and rogues and everything. Now, their adhi is calm. So, they are praying Krishna to remove that calm rupi adhi. That calm lives always in heart. And if you will touch by your lotus feet our heart, then it will be removed magically. If you will keep your lotus feet there, our so much distress and all kinds of suffering will go away. But you will have feel no parishram, kasht, difficulty. No trouble. As easily you can do this. And you will feel happiness. Because you are Raman. Hey Raman. That is Raman. Atha, O Raman. You should listen or this prayer and be pleased with playing with us here. And you should also also taste happiness. And we will also remove all kinds of suffering. Same thing, bus today. Bharata hoye geche? Any question?
Yes, I don't exactly understand that you say Krishna creates prarabdha karma, because that's necessary for them to feel the unhappiness.
Maybe I should just wait and then realize.
If anyone tells one
name, and it becomes namabhas, by namabhas, every kind of path, prarabdha, aprarabdha,
goes away.
If paps has done,
yes,
but he has not received Krishna prema.
Oh.
Without having Krishna prema, he cannot go to Braj. So what is the way?
So that's,
if his prarabdha, aprarabdha karma has been washed, it is certainly that he will have no birth. And by birth, he cannot have any association of sadhak bhakta. And without sadhan bhajan and sadhan association of sadhak vaishnava, he cannot have nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and prem. And without prem, he cannot go to praja. Then what should be done?
But don't the gopis have prem and also no karma?
Oh, it is far away. He will not have any kind of prem without practicing. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti. And for these three things, he will have to come in this world. And association is necessary. But he has taken Harinam, or he heard Harikatha, Abhas, and his everything, pap and punya, has gone away.
And
he has no birth. So Krishna kindly creates something, prarabdha karma, in them, so that they may come to this world and they should associate with bhakti, and they should do bhava bhakti and sadhana bhakti. So calamity comes, or birth and death comes, one by their prarabdha karma. And at that time they are bound to have birth and death, and to test their all these things, papunya. Otherwise, there are some other persons, they have no any papunya, but yet they come. Who are they? Those who have some sanskar by association of bhaks, and they have chanted Hare Krishna Nam, Gita Abha, everything is helping them. For them, Krishna mercy, by the will of Krishna, anyone comes. I think that you have come not by bounding by your last papunya, but you have come this world by the grace of Krishna. He has created some prarabdha karma in you, that you are testing all these things and doing bhakti. Understand?
In his water is on the third.
You can go direct at once, without delay.
Surat Vardhanam
Shukanasanam Varita Venuna Sushtu Chandrita Itara Ragati Varanam Dinam Vitara Virana
te dharamritam
surata vardhanam sokanashanam sarita venashu.
All words have very deep meanings. You should try to hear from me.
Don't
hear. You then rely on this. You rely on this. Gopis are telling, your lips are amritam. Te dhara amritam, adhara amritam, or the nectar of your lips, both meaning. Your others are themselves nectar, or
juice
of your lips are amrit. Please give us. Why? Because they have quality, so many qualities. We are dying here. Because you have left us, so you are dying. But when we remember these things, lips, those who are nectar, our surat vardhanam becomes, our surat becomes, goes up. Surat means surat means prem vishesh maya sambhog ichha. Where prem goes up to a so high scale, where gopis wants to meet Krishna. Not meeting, there are so many things in that meeting. Full of calm. We cannot explain more than this. But this explanation is nothing. Everything is hidden there. So, surat means also, su means in a special way, rat means mixing together, surat. When Krishna and gopis meet together in a special way, having so much ananda,
pleasure.
That is called surat. And seeing
are having that adharamritam, it goes up to X, last stage. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that O Dhanvantari.
Dhanvantari, you know?
Yeah. The avatar who brought the Ayurveda.
Ayurveda.
So you are like Dhanvantari.
Vaidya Shiromani.
Best of physicians.
We are dying by kamrog.
By?
Disease of lust or fame.
We are searching medicine for that kamrog. And we know that you are Bhishak Shiromani. So we have come to you that please give that medicine, a special medicine, so that we can be saved. Suratavardhanam. Suratavardhak.
Pushti Vardhak. पुष्टिवर्धक मैंने
यू नो उद्दीपन सो इट इज लाइक उद्दीपन इफ एनी देर इज रोग
यू नो
डिजीज
एंड वी टेक the things which are
not favorable,
and doctor has told that you should not take this.
Tamarind. Don't take. But if anyone see, he likes to take it,
and when he takes, disease go up.
Your this the nectar of your
leaves
are like uddipan of this room.
Excitement.
Because it is surat, arthat sambhog ichha ko vriddhi karti hai.
Sambhog, you know, that to meet and taste.
So it makes grow up. Sokanasanam.
Sokanasan means
Shoka is misery.
Misery to stop. To calm, destroy that soul. How?
If I will take that nectar, they will certainly forget everything. So, if anyone has so much, he is so much suffering. Operation has been done, and operation is giving so much pain. But if anyone gives any injection,
morphia injection,
morphia
no injection, you know,
morphine.
What he does?
He becomes unconscious, cannot feel the pain.
So by taking that nectar of lips
makes us forget everything, our body, sense,
and suffering all goes away. The Surata Vardhanam Shokanasanam. But Krishna is telling that my this is so precious. How by if you can give so much high class of price, I can distribute you these things. Then they are telling that it is not your saying is not justified because you are Dandi Veera. Vitara Veer. Here Veer means a
hero in charity.
Hero in charity. Anyone does not want anything. If anyone is dying at this spot, I think that if there is anyone who know how to protect him, he does not want anything. Because they must be so liberal. So you are like so Dhanvi. We are dying, you are seeing, and we are praying for that medicine. We know that you can give it without any mulya, without any
restraint,
without hello,
without
charge.
Without any charge.
Charge.
Because you are be. So you should give it without any charge. Swarita Venuna. Swarita Venuna. Krishna is filling his Adharamrit in Venu. And that is called Nad. Nad means a swara. Swar Nad. Nad, do you know? Venu Nad. Every word has something Nad. Clean itself Nad. But when he comes in Bansi, through his lips, it means that the nectar of his lips are coming through Bansi, Venu Nad. So, Swarita Venu Nad, coming through bamboo Venu. Venu is pullinga.
Masculine.
Pulling money.
Masculine.
Masculine.
Masculine
gender. What to tell ladies? Even male don't want to live this thing. But we are. And that is why that Venu, part of bamboo, being Venu, being male and senseless, but always try to catch chumban,
kiss,
always kiss your lips, always. He does not want to live at all. Krishna can tell that, oh, when there is any kamarogi in any lady, he should leave his kupatha. Kupatha means the things
unfavorable diet.
And the diets are the asakti, asakti means
attachment.
Attachment towards dhan, mane wealth, jan, jan means
family,
son, sister, daughter, wife, husband, all attachment are kupatha,
bad diet.
So you should live, then you, I can give you this. They are telling that first give us your adharamrita, and by taking and by testing that itself, we will leave all these attachments. Because your lips, amrita,
nectar
is so qualified that if anyone drinks it, everything attachment goes away. Itar raga vish maranam nirnam. All kinds of men, general persons, all persons, whether they may be man or woman, any. Itar rag, vish maranam, they forget. Itar rag means they only want to drink this, and all other viṣya shakti, attachment towards
material attachment.
They give up all these things, and only they have only this attachment that I should always take these lips, amrita. So, there is no fear of kupatha. Kupatha means
bad diet.
It will go automatically. So, this adharamrita is a very good, adbhut means wonderful medicine. And it's dur kar deta hai, kupatha ityadi sab dur kar deta hai.
Destroys,
removes all kinds of kupatha also. We have the anubhav.
Realized.
We have realized it. That I have taken, and again we have caught in this disease. We have first realized it, so we have come to you again to take this medicine. Nirnam. Itar rag vish maranam nirnam. Mara pada pada jao okhane harinam karo ta ekhane ekhane dite. Eguli tumara ki shunbe? E shune ki labh? Nirnam means
mankind. Human beings.
What to tell about ladies? Men also can bishmarak mane, they can
forget
every kinds of attachment. So what to tell about ladies? So you should give your adharamrita to us, because you are so liberal and dhanvi.
hero in charity.
We have belief that you will give this nectar to protect us. Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami is telling, here, itara raga vishmaranam, the things which are special in his explanation, I will tell you. Here, all things are the same, but itara raga vishmaranam. The test of vishay here in this world, sarvabhauma pad, brahma pad, dhruva pad, understand all this? Like Chitraketu, which is okay?
Vittasu.
Amara itkal kuchu mone hi hi. Vittasur has told, nanaka prishtam nacha paramestam na saru bhamang narsadipattam na yoga siddhir akunar bhavangba samanja sattva virahaya kamche. I don't want anything except you. I don't want swarga. I don't like dhruva, dhruva loka. And dhruva pad. Pad means
post.
The post. I don't want brahma post. He has so much power. I don't like also apunar bhavam, mane moksha.
Liberation.
I don't want anything. We want only to serve you by Sharir, by body, and think about you by mind, and to do kirtan by
mouth.
We don't want anything. So, if anyone takes this medicine, can easily, he can forget swarga, father, mother, dear wives, husband, everything of this world, of swarga, of brahmaloka, and another up to mukti will forget. Here swarita venuna means the nectar of his lips comes out through venu. And it comes in the ear. Ear is like mouth. If anyone tests directly the nectar of, directly, what to say about this? If anyone has no such saubhagya,
fortune,
and if he only hears this, even then, he is so much fortunate, and he can forget everything, all this. What to tell this, if anyone cannot hear, but he can hear the pastime of Krishna. Krishna is playing on flute, and gopis are hearing, or anyone, hiran, many deers are hearing, kakku are hearing, mayurman,
peacocks
are hearing. And they began to dance and began to stop their every
activities.
If anyone see, hear these pastime also, they can also remove their all these things.
They are all equally good?
Huh?
Each of those processes are equally good?
No.
No.
They are, he is telling,
If anyone can have directly this, like gopis, they are so, so much fortunate. Top of all. If anyone cannot have these things, like cuckoos or those who only hear the past tense of Krishna, that Krishna is playing on flute and all the beasts, all the birds and all are hearing. By hearing this, anyone can have that ambition, but I will also hear that. And for that he will certainly give up all his desires to test this world, to test these all roop, kun, roop, क्या इस जगत का ये सब चीज जगत की आसक्ति को छोड़ देगा. He will give up all kinds of attachment. He will never want swarga, apavarg, mukti, have nothing he will. Gopis are telling that it is so trustful that anyone cannot blame that only Brajaistri are attracted by that thing. But to tell us, even a bamboo, a part of bamboo, yes, that is called Venu, and Venu being a male and dried thing, if that thing wants these things, then what to tell us? These lips, kya? Amrita?
Nectar.
Anyone easily cannot have. Most of bhakts, bhakt means?
Devotees.
And not devotees in general type of devotees, a special kinds of devotees who are parijan,
associates
of Krishna, they can get it through tambul rag. Tambul rag, you know? Tambul rag. Krishna takes petal and then he gets Vasi Adharam. One thing also, Krishna takes Mahaprasad. Prasad. Puri, chawal, dal, tarkari. All this is. All these things. The remnants are also called Adharamrita. And also the, if Krishna is talking to anyone, he is singing, he is talking, then these are also remnants of Krishna. But anyone cannot directly take this without gopis. Those gopis, we are weeping for this, they are telling that we are not getting and so we are dying. But beside gopis, anyone cannot have. Anyone, those who are so much fortunate, they can have it by remnants of tambul, what?
Petal nuts,
and all by other means. Not directly, but gopis are not satisfied by taking remnants and petal leaf or anything.
For hearing?
No, they are not satisfied. We can be satisfied by hearing only. We can be satisfied. So they want especially Adharamritam. Adhar is the Amrita. not the anything else. If a man does not want to leave it as bamboo part, Venu, does not want to leave, then how we can leave this idea of not taking? He had told Surata Vardhanam Sokanasanam Itara Raga Bhishmaranam. Three adjectives. No? Surata Vardhanam Sokanasanam Itara Raga Bhishmaranam. Three adjectives have been told here. That is to drink nectar. This ambition, this badha deta hai.
Increases.
If anyone's ambition is to drink it, but when he sees or hears, he at once, this ambition increases. Surata Vardhanam, to meet Krishna and to test Krishna. And Sokanasanam, if it is found, it is received, then this Sok, why Sok is there? Suffering is there because they are not seeing Krishna. If Krishna will meet them, him then. Then Sok will also go away and he will have nectar automatically. So Sok will go away. And Itara Raga Vishmaranam, and all kinds of attachment automatically go away. And this is, he has told that it is Paramartha. Purushartha. Purushartha means there are four kinds of purushartha. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Pancham purushartha is Krishna prem. But this is more than Krishna prem. Superior than Krishna prem. To have these things. So our purushartha, mane pancham purushartha, Krishna prem, and this is superior than that, so it is our purushartha for whom? Those who have not tested it, those who are hankering for Krishna prem, they have object to get it. Here, one thing also telling. If there are so many flowers here, no? The scent vanity.
Fragrance
of all combined is coming. Are you qualified to make separate all fragrance?
To distinguish.
Can you distinguish if all are coming together?
You can only get one total.
But all are not same. So this amrita
nectar
is also has so much fragrance. And Venu Nad, that is coming through flute, that both are so much mixed here. it is very difficult to
separate.
But if any Rasik Vaishnava is there, he can only separate all these things. None can separate. Of what flower this fragrant is coming? If water and milk mixed coming to us, we cannot differentiate. We will see that both are one, but
Swan
can separate. Differentiate, and he will only take only milk and water he will need. So if a Rasik Vaishnava is there, they will have double taste.
At a time, two in one.
How? Swarit. Tate sada jadi swar sanjat hai tadish benu kartik chumbi. Sadaj swar. Sound, mane swar. Swar means not sound.
Tune. Note.
Coming, kaapti hui aa rahi hai.
Trembling.
Vibrating. And coming from up to down slowly. And from down to up. These are called saraj. Murchana. Murchana means, if anyone hear it, he can be senseless. And